10,026, RW and WD Investments LLC, south of Road 487A, being Lot 9 within Easter Heights Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
My name's Willis Dewey, 9812 Sunnyside Road, Bridgeville, Delaware.
Randy Withers, T5488 Greenbrier, Seaford, Delaware.
Mr. Dewey?
I'm sorry.
Both.
Okay.
It's testimony you're about to give, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
We're here this evening to ask for a variance for the road frontage of Lot Number 9, which is known as Easter Lane Development Section A. It's tax map number 1-32-7-20.02. We constructed a home on this property in 2007. On June of 21st of 2007, we submitted a placement survey to the county and received our CO for that property. However, the property went for sale. There was a contract signed on the property October 16th of 2007. And the buyers of the property, through the Realtor's Office and Haller and Hudson, obtained a survey on the property. And we found at that time that there was a problem with the setback on the front of the property. We believe what happened was the measurement was taken from the front of the road versus the actual property marker that was there. The property marker from the road back is 16 feet there.
Okay.
We do own 13 lots that are on the east side of Lot Number 9. And we also own Lot Number 8, which is the lot that connects to the west side. We also own 10 lots that are on the north side of the property. However, there should be no problem with any of those as far as any kind of variances. I would also like just to say that from the rear of the house to the back line of the property, there is 140 feet. So there was actually plenty of room there. It was just a mistake that we've learned now not to start construction on a house without having a placement survey first and having the surveyors actually put markers for the foundation.
All right, sir.
You had another survey that you actually presented that showed it in compliance when you got your CO?
This was the placement survey from...
Let me take a look at it. This is what you got your CO on?
That's what I turned in. Or actually, I didn't turn it in. That was actually faxed to the county at some point. I'm not sure exactly when. To try to obtain the CO faster, the reason that was done.
Okay, and you got a CO back in the mail, is that right?
Actually, I got the CO in person, right here.
Yep. Got that on June 21st. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Hearing no questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Chairman, I have two letters in opposition. One person is across the street from this property, and he's handicapped and cannot attend, and he's against the variance. No reason why there, but the other one says that they had to move their house at one time. I guess it was 36 years ago, I guess. And they had to move their house, move it back, and they want to know why this person doesn't have to move their house back now. So they're in opposition also.
And so one in opposition for stated reason, the other one, the gentleman didn't Okay, thank you.
This is an established development, is that correct? I mean, there are a lot of existing homes here.
Actually, not that many. Like I say, we have 13 lots to the east going towards US 13. To the south, we actually originally gained lot number 7 and lot number 8. Number 7 was sold to a developer from Salisbury, Vernon Lee Esham, and he has constructed a house there. And then I'm guessing, I know this is just a guess, but I would say there's probably 3 to 4 houses between that lot number 7 down to alternate 13. I would like to mention for record that after we bought the property in November 2005, we have spent over $45,000 cleaning the property up, removing 2 mobile homes that were on the different parcels, along with several bus contractor. There was a bus contractor that was there previously that had some old buildings and some old pole buildings and many tons of concrete, and so I don't think there's any doubt that we've definitely improved the property.
Okay.
With a pretty large expense, actually.
All right, sir.
There's a 50-foot right-of-way for Easter Lane, but it's actually less than 50-foot improved, is that correct? 25-foot, is that the width of the road there?
That would be my guess, sir.
And you say originally you measured from the road?
Yes, sir.
Not from the right-of-way or the property line? And the property across the street where this gentleman lives, is that a stick-built home?
I'm really not positive what person it might be, but the homes are across the street are stick-built homes, though.
It wouldn't tell us whether it's a stick-built home
or mobile.
And mobile, whatever.
I don't think it's mobile. I think it'd be stick-built.
Are there any mobiles across the road, across the Easter Lane?
No, sir. There were 2 mobiles on our property when we took possession of it, but they've been...
You removed those already, and those other 2 old big pole buildings there in the back, and the other old shed on the other side of it.
Yes, sir.
Finger down that way. I looked at it before there, and you had
yes, sir.
Over the year.
I think we've been very diligent in trying to improve the property.
Seemed to be. Yes, indeed. Okay.
Mr. Rickard, I guess because it wasn't a survey, the CO was approved because it was never checked.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10026, as I don't believe it will alter central character to the neighborhood. The CO was issued, even though it was in error.
And I have a second to that?
Houses.
Second.
Lots.
Second that motion? I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10026. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed, gentlemen.
Case number